In Lake Placid, New York, the preferred costume includes a hockey mask and a stick. Middle-aged hockey fans attend a hockey camp. Former professional stars coach them on the same rink where the United States won the Olympic gold medal in 1980. Reporter John Kalish sent our Saturday postcard from ringside.
On the opening night of hockey camp, everyone has to stand up at dinner and introduce themselves. It's an evening in which blue-collar types and white-collar types share tables and pitchers of beer.
I'm John Pelicon. I'm the goaltender for the red team. I'm a pulmonary critical care physician.
I'm Evelyn Isbell. I'm from Riches, New York. I'm here to basically learn how to be a better forward.
My name's John Cargan. I'm a trooper with the Pennsylvania State Police.
For 4 days, the life here in Lake Placid consists of drilling, scrimmaging, and watching videos of yourself drilling and scrimmaging. One coach, Glenn Murkowski, works with players near the goal.
Okay, now if I'm standing in front of the goaltender this way, and I'm screening him, what I want to do is just redirect this way, bring the puck back towards the net this way, or bring it out this way and bring the puck back towards the net this way.
Murkowski played for the New Jersey Devils and is now a scout for the Detroit Red Wings. He's one of several NHL vets coaching here.
It's really amazing to me the number of people that are coming to the rinks, not only the number of people that are coming to the rinks in their 30s and 40s, but the number of people who are actually starting to play hockey at 40 years old.
Eight women attended this year's adult hockey camp, including 46-year-old Janet Charles of Montreal. She started playing with her two sons in Canada. She stuck with the sport. Her sons did not.
I just got completely addicted. I play summer and winter.
When you play back home, you're playing against 20-year-olds.
Yeah, and they're fast. And age does creep up on one. But it's good. It keeps me spry.
These players aren't put off by the aches and pains of middle age. 43-year-old Gary Turner lives in Springfield, Massachusetts.
My lawyer just quit. He was 76. He was playing four times a week. And his knees gave out, so I guess that's what I'm shooting for. I'm out there playing now with two discs bulging in my back, and unless they cut my legs off, I think I'll be playing.
The 4 days in Lake Placid aren't enough for some of these would-be Wayne Gretzkys. They may head to hockey camp or tournaments in Canada and Europe later in the season. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in Lake Placid, New York.